FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, what have we got for you? 8 days until Clarkson, Hammond and May's final ever TV adventure drops. This is the massive end of an era. It's the last time that the lads will be together on a TV show.
Yeah.
And I wonder what will be the conclusion. Something's going to blow up. It'll be like an EastEnders Christmas special. somebody might die. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of the Top Gear fans and the Grand Tour fans are...
How long has it been running for?
Well, I think they've been on Amazon probably about 6 or 7 years now.
Okay.
Maybe a bit more. But remember, they were all... Well, was it just... Clarkson that was sacked from the BBC because he punched a producer.
Something like that.
And then the rest of the lads left Top Gear. Yeah. Then Chris Evans took over and they tried, and then it faded away.
Wasn't
Top Gear.
Joey from Friends in it?
He was too, didn't he?
It was all a bit random.
Really
wasn't
strange.
It?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing here? How are you doing? Yeah. Mercedes Benz?
Yeah.
Very bizarre. 61 days to go until the US president elections. I'm obsessed with this,
as you probably know. Because I think most of the world is.
Because it's what it is. It's a soap opera.
Yes.
It's an absolute soap opera. And here's why. It's the tricks and all the things they get up to each party. It's dirty, absolutely filthy action.
It is, yeah.
But here's something very interesting, okay? A woman over in America went to her smart speaker. I'm not going to say the name of it because I'll trigger every one of them that are listening to us now. But let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so she went, hey. She asked it a question. She asked it the same question about different candidates,
right.
Trump and Harris.
Why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate.
Why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a strong candidate with a proven track record of accomplishment. As the first female vice president, Harris has already broken down a major gender barrier, and her career in politics has been characterized by a commitment to progressive ideals and a focus on helping disenfranchised communities.
That's her whole CV.
What is going
what on
there?
That's bizarre, isn't
See
it?
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Failed. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Today is International Be Late for Something Day, and it's also Mindful Intentions Day.
Okay.
It's a day where you have mindful intentions. I don't know, this mindfulness term probably 10 years ago we started to hear this term, to be mindful, to be present, to be in the moment.
Yes.
We didn't have mindfulness, Victoria, when I was growing up.
No.
And neither did Des Bishop.
Because nobody, when I was a teenager, mentioned the word mindfulness. And do you know why that was? Because we were mindful half of every day because we didn't have a choice. We didn't have a cable service in our pocket. Yeah. You waited for somebody, you waited. Mindfulness. Yeah. You were on the bus, you're on the bus, watching condensation drip. Mindfulness. I didn't realize I was like a guru before I got a cell phone. You want to return a VHS? You got to rewind that mindfulness. Have you ever rewound anything in your life?
There's a whole generation of you out there. You don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. But rewinding stuff was a thing.
It was mindful.
The alternative to mindfulness is maybe spinefulness. That's where so many people are on our backs of our daily lives. It feels like metaphorically our back is breaking.
Yes.
Dinefulness, that's when we overeat. And then winefulness is something that you look forward to at the weekend. So they're the alternatives if you don't want to be too mindful. Stephanie Rainey, our beloved little girlie from Glanmire, was over in LA doing the whole of Cork and the whole of the country proud because she was in America's Got Talent, and we were waiting overnight to hear the crack if she had made it into the next round, and unfortunately she didn't get there.
No.
Just didn't get over the line. We're absolutely heartbroken for her, but also at the same time bursting with pride because she, out of thousands and thousands of people, she got down to the last 40 odd people.
Unbelievable.
And Stephanie, you are an incredible lady. We're so proud of you. She'll be back sitting in this very seat very soon.
So we are very proud. We're leaving this with our heads held extremely high. That comes on to the next thing. If you loved our audition, if you like Woman, if you like any of the songs that we have got plans outside of this ecosystem that has been America's Got Talent for the past couple of months. I'm bringing out an EP on November 14th. We are playing Vicar Street in Dublin on November 14th. We are playing Cork City Hall on December 18th. If you like it and you connect to it and you feel something from it, we want to connect with you. You know, we want to meet you at the gigs. We want to see your face. We want to sing these songs with you. It's just just been the most incredible experience, and we love you, and we have felt every single word of support right here, and I mean that, and we're going to carry it with us for the rest of our lives, you know.
That's Stephanie's really polite way of saying, give me all your money, buy some tickets and get to my gigs now, and make me very wealthy. Hurry.
And she's dead right. And
absolutely. You need to see her live. She's a stunning live.
She's so talented, isn't
she? So good, so good. And we're super proud of you, Steph. It just wasn't to be on this occasion. But still, to get to where she got to and to get to do what she did on that stage in front of millions of people is just incredible. Incredible. Well done, Stephanie. Lads, I'm really sorry. The air conditioning seems to be broken. Either that or I'm getting the manopause or something. I'm burning up over here this morning.
Oh, you definitely got that.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
But I believe it.
The Lady Game.
Oh. Hello, Lady Game.
Hello.
This has been a while.
This is our test to see how much you actually know about women.
Not a lot.
Two idiot men versus a woman on the Lady Game this morning. Are there any rules to the Lady Game, madame?
Yes, there are. You can phone a fiend. You can get a voice note on WhatsApp from another man.
Okay. Lads, stand by. We will need your help.
You have 30 seconds only on each question. Here we go.
Okay,
Question number one, KC versus Rory. What do people do with a pan stick?
A pants stick.
No, a pan stick.
A stick you put in your pants.
No, a pan.
P-A-N. P-A-N.
Pants.
Pan stick.
A pan stick.
Not.
Just think about it.
Lads, straight away. Phone a fiend. Lads, okay. Anybody know? Yeah. Voice notes, please. 0868 104 106.
You can phone a fiend if you want.
Pan stick, you say?
Yeah.
Is it something to do with a non-stick frying pan?
That's what I was thinking. I'll say it in a Mayo accent. It's for stopping steak sticking to the pan.
No.
Any help there? 0868 104 106. Okay, I've got at least.
You've got a few voice notes in there.
Hello.
Use it for makeup.
Oh, is it for makeup?
That's correct.
Get in the back of the net, you legend, whoever you are. I don't know, but I love him.
Well done. It's a makeup stick for blemishes and quick applications. Question number two.
That was Dan. Thanks, Dan. Well, cheers. Dan. Okay.
What part of the body can we get pierced?
Your ear.
Ear, nose, lip.
A bit inside your ear.
Oh, multiple places on the ear.
Yeah.
Your tongue.
Yeah. Your nipples.
Your chin. You know that you see people get studs. People get their tooth pierced. They drill holes in their tooth and they hang a little thingy up. Oh, it's very strange.
Chong, nipples.
The old glass cutters.
You've missed out a few. I may give you a half a point. I'm having to think about it, but you did miss out. Hip.
you can't pierce your hip.
You can. You can pierce your hip. Right?
And I think I said chin, but also, how do you pierce your hip?
So wrist.
Your wrist.
Yeah.
Would you get out of it?
And the most important one, the lady cave.
The lady. I forgot about that, actually.
Okay. The lady cave. We ran out of music. Am I going really
slowly? Let's go. Here's your
number three. Explain the purpose of the fallopian tube. Go.
That's got to be a makeup thingy. A tube of fallopian.
Maybe it's fallopian.
Yeah.
No, it's this is biology, buddy.
It's not a mascara, lads. I'll tell you that much.
I got caught out really badly when I was 14 in my first job in a chipper. Yeah. With a prank involving a fallopian tube.
No, you didn't.
Honest to God.
No,
Casey Jones was the name of the chipper. And my first day at work, they wrote a note, okay? So they wrote this note and they put it in an envelope. And then one of the lads said, will you go across the pharmacy and give that to the lady behind the counter? She opened the note and it read, sorry, I'm new working across the road. Can you please put two fallopian tubes in a bag, please? And the money's inside. And she just looked and went, God, you're in the chipper, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a female reproductive system.
It is indeed.
Last question. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
According to Women's Watch, what is the number one characteristic a woman wants in a partner?
Trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes.
Trust fund, 6'5".
Blue eyes.
Somebody who doesn't play golf. And go missing for weekends.
No.
Honesty has to be up there.
Kindness.
Compassion. Understanding.
Sense of humour.
No. Will I tell you the answers
I've
got?
No woman.
I've got five answers.
Let's
Number
go.
One. Wi-Fi that never lags and a man that doesn't either. A human-sized blanket that gives compliments and brings snacks.
What was that one?
a human-sized blanket.
Big blankies,
that
okay.
That gives compliments okay. and brings snacks.
Yep.
And I'll give you one more. A guy who can fix anything, including my mood with pizza.
My name is Jeff.
He's screwed.
Okay. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was a disastrous, utterly disastrous
Neil
lady.
Kwan.
Neil
Kwan.
Kwan. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about songs that are the soundtrack to your childhood. And we just got to so many of these, and there was hundreds of them left over. And they're still coming in this morning.
They are, yeah.
Because we played you that clip from a little bit earlier on. We're still trying to get to the bottom of who Top Cat is. This is my new obsession now.
Yes, mine too.
Yeah, because we have discovered, we think that Top Cat, the cartoon,
good morning,
yeah.
is based on Hugh Hefner.
We do, yeah.
Okay? He was, you know, had a lot of ladies working yeah. with him. He lived in a penthouse. He was dressed really well. He was a hustler, basically.
He was a hustler, and Playboy was first launched in 1953, and Top Cat came out in 1961.
Okay, there's a direct correlation between yep. the two of them. This is my hot take for this morning. Loads more of your childhood soundtracks are coming into us, all right? Come on, Vic.
Wanderly Wagon. No, I don't know.
Go on, you got 5 seconds.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Go on. They're about to start singing the name of this television show very, very soon.
I don't know, maybe there's an Irish one.
It's not an Irish one, no, it's very far away. Like maybe way, 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 way down under.
Oh, some kind of a kangaroo or a...
You're very warm.
Skippy.
Yes,
or,
you're on the ball. Oh my God. Remember Skippy the Bush Kangaroo used to appear out of nowhere and tell you all the gossip of what was happening. So Skippy would come over to this little boy and go... And the little boy would go, "What's that, Skip? A Black Hawk helicopter's crashed into the creek and nobody survived?"
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh yeah, it was on every day of the week back in the day.
So Skippy had all the info and used to whisper it in that little boy's ear.
Yeah, and the little boy would translate.
That's
what's
so funny.
And
they used it cartoon.
No. It was like live action. But they used to do this thing which was very funny. But like. So they had two kangaroo from a kangaroo that's gone to kangaroo heaven.
Okay.
They got two kangaroo arms and they sellotaped it to broomsticks. And they used to use that to pick up keys for the car when Skippy would go for a drive.
Are you serious?
Seriously. Or Skippy had to open a door.
Oh, God, I've got to watch it.
Yeah, so these two little broom handle kangaroo arms.
You just see the arms
exactly.
in the shot.
And then around the same era...
Yeah.
We had this lad.
Yeah, yeah.
And people communicated to Flipper underwater with this kind of clown horn.
No, I did used to watch that. It was a great show.
And Flipper could do things like, oh, he could also drive heavy good vehicles.
Wasn't there a movie about him?
I don't think so.
There was a movie about, maybe it was a whale. I thought it was a dolphin.
Oh, you're thinking about Free Willy, as usual.
Yeah.
Willy and not. 7:21. There's more Oasis concerts have been added, everybody. Some might replay. We're waiting on the Dublin dates, if they will happen. But Oasis announced two more Wembley Stadium concerts last night with a much fairer ticket system. I don't understand how this is going to work, but they're calling it an invitation-based. So I don't know, it's probably you apply through the website, become an Oasis subscriber to the mailing list or something. And you might be able to get tickets that way.
That doesn't sound very straightforward, but anyway.
It doesn't, no. Insiders say Noel and Liam Gallagher wanted to ease the frustrations of fans that are angry at this dynamic pricing. More than 10 million people across Ireland and the UK try to get tickets to that
wow.
gig. They could just keep putting on shows for 5 years and selling it out.
They actually could.
So, yeah, the two new London dates are the 27th of September and the 28th of September. And I don't know when they're going to go on sale, but just keep an eye on Ticketmaster UK. I'm sure they'll announce those dates.
Would you try again if there was new gigs?
I don't know.
I know, yeah. It's exhausting,
so,
lads,
so
isn't it?
So annoying, isn't it?
As I said to you at the start yeah. of the week, if I want to go and watch a gig,
yeah.
I just want to buy my ticket
yeah,
and go to the gig.
That's all you want. This is where the marquee is such a joy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Log on, buy your ticket, you're there. Anyway, there is two new dates for those of you that missed out on tickets. Just keep an eye on the UK dates now if you want fancy a trip over to Wembley and whatnot. Well, hopefully there will be some Croke Park dates.
Yeah.
Parky Creeve's not going to happen, unfortunately.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No.
Just not big enough, unfortunately. 7:23. Give me 12 minutes. I'll give you 60k.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Picks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
7:46 is the time. We were waiting with bated breath overnight to hear the news about our beloved Stephanie Rainey. Mm-hmm. Did she get through to the next round, Steph?
Okay, where do we begin? So obviously, we're waking up to the news this morning, well, you guys are, that we have not made it through on America's Got Talent to the semi-final. Got to the quarter-final, got down to the final 44 out of literally tens of thousands of people, and we are so, so proud. There's so much to go through. Firstly, we have got to say just a huge thank you for the support that we have received from home, from all over the world. The amount of messages we've gotten since yesterday has been absolutely mind-blowing. We were really happy with the performance. You know, of course, nerves are going to come into it when that light goes on and the cameras are rolling and you are very hyper-aware that you are now singing to 5 million people plus four of the biggest celebrities in the world. It gets a little tense, you know. In terms of the song, that was the only song that we were ever going to do. Mm-hmm. And we stand over it. I wrote that song with this absolute legend of a human being that I have standing next to me when my mom was really, really sick. And it was a celebration of our mothers and all of the strong women that we have been lucky enough to be surrounded by. And there are many, many of those.
Well done, Steph. So, we are so super proud of you. It's absolutely incredible where she got to. You can see her full statement. She goes on for about 5 or 6 minutes on her Instagram page about, you know, how she's feeling about it. But she sounds amazing. Like, I mean, she's upbeat about it. She got as far as she did. It's a huge achievement.
You see, looking back, that is all you could feel about the experience, really, isn't it?
Big time, yeah.
It's how lucky you were to get as far as you got and to have had that once-in-a-lifetime experience that so many people want but don't get to have.
As I always put it, imagine having to take out 25 minutes of advertising on America's Got Talent. How much would that cost?
Oh, my God.
Millions upon millions, and that's what you got.
Total
screen time.
Such a load of publicity.
With everything that she's done has been incredible for her. So,
and I guess she's also reached a global audience now. Not that she hadn't before, but it's definitely the net has been cast much wider.
Very good. She'll be home very soon. She'll be back on air with us here at Red FM very soon as well.
Good things for Steph. Katy Perry has revealed what she looks for in a partner now. So obviously she's with Orlando Bloom. And she's been chatting on the Call Her Daddy podcast about what makes her happy.
What makes me happy is computers don't work, actually.
Oh, yeah. No longer attracted to narcissists. Anyone that is constantly changing the goalpost or pulling the rug out from you emotionally, not it. Anyone that says that they know you better than you know yourself. Someone that won't just help. It's like, if I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get... I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. I can buy a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. It's not easy.
Oh my God. Tell me you're having a pop at Russell Brand without telling me you're having a pop at Russell Brand.
The first comment,
So I'm putting it out there. Ladies, in your life right now, for those of you that are in relationships with whoever you're in a relationship with, do you have a jiggy list?
Well, she's right about that. A clean kitchen's definitely up there.
So you mean to tell me that a loaded dishwasher, kitchen, a mopped bathroom, a sorted out bedroom.
You're getting your slippers.
There's cuddles.
Yeah.
Really?
You're getting your slippers.
The more that's done on the jiggy list.
Oh, yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Will Verstappen take home the win? Stream the Singapore Grand Prix with a Now Sports membership.
Plug in that Hoover! There's Victoria Nichols.
Hello.
In all her radiant sunshine.
Hello.
And likewise, Miss Kelly Murphy. Morning. Ladies, I've got a question for you. Luxury items in the form of handbags.
Right.
I don't have any myself. Never really had to grow for them. They're not my thing. But Have you got a fancy Fandango bag?
Oh yeah, I love a nice bag.
Okay. You spent a few bob on it then, did you?
Well, yeah. Most expensive one was a present, to be fair.
Okay, so, that's fine.
Yeah. Same.
Same as?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the L. Marc Jacob.
Okay.
There, I love them.
Have you got any luxury items at home?
I don't really splurge on myself.
Someone you should spoil yourself, Roar.
Someone should buy me. I bought a telly for the spare room thinking that'll be my TV for when the kids are watching TV.
Okay.
But just becomes a second TV for the kids to watch TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like a Coco Chanel TV.
No.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
That's about it.
You have a nice turntable, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
A Technics turntable.
Do you have anything, Casey?
Not really, no.
Ralph Lauren.
St. Bernard? Le Jocks by
Sainsbury's. You're wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt right now.
Yeah, exactly.
No luxury items. No,
that's not a luxury item. It's
yes,
a bloody
it
shirt.
No, it's a luxury shirt.
I got this in TK Maxx for 40 quid.
Yeah, but it's a designer label, which is considered luxury.
Well, okay, if you want to have it that way.
Unless the horse is missing one leg, and in that case, it's a knockoff.
Yeah. He is actually. So anyway, this is wild. Italian prosecutors have found that a designer, very, very well-known designer bag company, paid $57 to produce bags that they were selling for $2,780.
This is the thing, I'd believe that. And yeah, I got a pair of lovely sunglasses recently and they're all faded at the side. Yeah. So
how much were they, Kel?
$300.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, so I'm really upset. I won't be naming the brand, obviously.
Okay. But
yeah, it's just very upsetting when you think what the quality isn't there.
And this is like, you know, if you buy counterfeit goods, if you buy fake bags, like you know, you can get in trouble for that. You are buying counterfeit stuff, and that's illegal. The guy that put up this video on Instagram that I spotted, where he's talking about it, he's going, "This is why people are buying counterfeit stuff, because my counterfeit bag costs the same as your real one."
Yeah.
In theory, to produce.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Remember the back in the day DVDs and CDs,
yes,
like everywhere, and they'd have the photocopied inlay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the one where somebody would film the movie in the cinema on their phone.
Yep. Some people used to bring camcorders into the cinema and set them up at a stand.
And put it up online.
Yeah.
Just send you a copy. You'd be watching a DVD, not that I did, illegally.
No.
Yes. And someone would get up to go to the loo.
Yeah. So
and you're shut at the screen. Will you sit down?
Get down! How many handbags can you buy for €60,000? Quite a lot. We'll do it next.
On Cork's Good Times.
That is Roger Sanchez.
Song.
And Another Chance.
Love that song.
I love that song, and I love that misheard lyric from that song. I'd rather take a bath with Ainsley Harriott.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Seriously. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go for it. 50 grand gone out the door yesterday. Today, the incredible Red FM Breakfast Cash Machine jackpot is €60,438.63. Wake up at this breakfast show in Cork. That's the kind of money we drop into your bank account. And we don't just do it like, you know, over a couple of months. This is kind of like every couple of days, this kind of cash goes out the door. 200 grand last Friday, 150,000 the week before, 50 grand yesterday, 60 today. We will keep paying out incredible amounts of money on the cash machine. If you want to play today, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost €2.50 to enter and you must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations, redfm.ie for the T's and C's, and you must get your entry into us by 3 p.m. The cash machine randomly picks one number. We don't know who you are till we ring you. If you answer within five rings during Kira's show, we'll give you that money, €60,438.63 today. Write it down, 60438.63. The very best of luck. This is an incredible amount of money that you could be winning later on today. It will be in your bank account at 5 o'clock this evening. This is Red FM Breakfast with KC. Our girl, Stephanie Rainey, America's Got Talent. She had a chat and she caught up with Kira. And let's have a listen to what went down.
Hold your hand till it goes cold. I have a 2.5-year-old son named Jackson. And my partner, he filmed Jackson's reaction to the audition.
That's magic.
Your voice is beautiful.
Good job, Mom!
I don't even know, honestly, if I would have had the confidence to go on and do the audition if I didn't have him. But this is a brilliant opportunity for us as a family.
Stephanie Rainey!
We thought you were incredible, and we know how emotive that song is for you. You wrote it for your mom, for Mary. She's sitting at home in Glanmire. Was she watching that last night?
I'd say she watched it this morning. I did. Mary was not able yesterday. She was just so nervous the whole day. Like, God bless her. I'd say she was more nervous than we were even on the day.
I just want to give you a big hug, and I just see all of the outpouring of love and support for you, Stephanie. And it's amazing, and it's so deserved. You are our winner always.
Thank you. And can I just say, like, honestly, because it is so important every single time to just say it again and again and again, the support from home has just been unbelievable. So we want to say thank you again, and we hope we did you proud.
A lot of people are going to resonate with that song, and you. I absolutely love this.
This has been one of the most incredible experiences that we could ever have imagined taking part in.
Stephanie Rainey and woman, millions and millions of people across the world and right across America know who our little friend is now after an incredible, incredible journey. Hey, buddy, radio hug. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's my night time, so I'm a little tired, but I'm very glad to be chatting to you guys.
Right now. Listen, what can we say that hasn't been said to you from thousands of comments already? You're a trooper. You really are just something else. We're so proud of you, Steph.
We really are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know what, man? We've had such a good time. And, like, it was such a whirlwind, the whole thing. But in the best possible way. And, like, the love we've gotten for the track.
Yeah.
Love we've gotten just for just every part of it, the audition, everything. Like, people don't forget, you know, and it's been really, really cool the last couple of days, just kind of getting to connect with people, I think.
How does your mum feel about it all? Because that song exists because of what you went through with your mum and what she went through, you know, in recovery. To see her little girl on stage, like in front of millions of people singing that song. That, I mean, it's something else. It's something incredibly special, Steph.
Oh, man. You know, I think she was so nervous on the day of the... like the airing, you know, because how it is with your kids. You kind of live in them a little bit, you know, in the sense that like what they feel, you feel very deeply. So I think she was just wanting me to kind of get through it. You know, she knew we'd be nervous. Of course, we were going to be nervous. It was a big, big, big situation to take on.
Yeah.
But she's super proud. Like, and I think once she kind of knew that I was okay, she was very, very happy.
I'd imagine you were a pup growing up, like, to see.
Yeah.
You were an absolute messer. What's been the best part of this whole experience for you? I mean, obviously, as I was saying to Vic earlier on this morning, imagine if Stephanie Rainey had to buy advertising in America for her product.
Yeah.
And the stage time and the exposure that you got, all of that's incredible. But for yourself personally, what's been the absolute highlight of it all?
I think, you know, I think it was getting access to stuff that you just don't normally get access to. So like the level of production that we had, that we were given, was just unbelievable. And like the kindness that we were treated with across the board, like everyone was going around the place just singing the song like the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just getting to experience something at this level was very, 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 very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think getting to experience it with Sarah as well was really special, because we've done so much together. So it's just the whole thing. It's hard to put it into one sentence. Like, we've had an absolute blast, and it's opened so many doors for us. Like, I mean, we're getting messages from people all over the world. Like, it is beyond anything that we could even comprehend. It's going to take me a while to come down from this. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to be flying home, and I'm just going to have to decompress.
Someone's going to have to sleep for a week. You'll need to, coming down off the high of this is going to be, it's going to be tough. It really is.
Do you know what, Steph? We're going to have a massive pot of Barry's tea waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That sounds good to me right now.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've got to get planning for this big show, because we've got a big Christmas show in City Hall.
Yeah.
This is where you're going to see Steph at Christmas. Grab your tickets for that. You will not be disappointed. You've got a new EP coming out. There's a lot of good stuff happening off the back of this, but just the amount of love from everybody listening to the show and across our socials that have been coming in for you. We're just, look, Cork people support Cork people, and we're super, super proud of you.
We are.
What you did was absolutely phenomenal, and you're leaving, you know, I hope with your head held really high, Steph. Well done. Thanks. Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's.
Good times.
Red FM.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Are you on stage tonight?
I am.
Where's that all happening?
In the Opera House. It's part of the Cork Podcast Festival. I'm going to be a guest of the Rebel Army Podcast, which is a podcast about all things Cork City FC.
Okay.
And I'll be part of a panel with Pat Dolan, Alan Bennett and Garrod Morrissey talking about the more recent history of Cork City FC. The first part of the show will be the older part of the Cork City history. John Caulfield, Stuart Ashton will be there as well. Dave Barry as well, the legend. So it's going to be a very, very good night. Opera House tonight from 8 o'clock.
Is there a measurement of historical time of Cork City FC called BS?
BS?
Yeah, before shed.
Before shed and after shed, yeah.
isn't that how it's like measured, that. Isn't it?
Yeah, before shed and after shed, yeah.
Loads of BS in the Opera House tonight, so everybody, all right?
New way to wake up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Everybody.
It's riddle time, baby.
Riddle it. Just a little bit. I
want to
hear you riddle.
Coming for you, Kelly.
I hate these.
Let's find out who's the smarty pants on the show. Okay, now you can play along at home if you know the answer to this one. On the charts, I remain number one. This position cannot be undone. If I burn, you may get just a little bit wet. I'm a Zeppelin. I'm no fun. What am I? Alright, 0868104106. If you can outsmart the smarty pants, I'll have a his and hers, Cork's number one breakfast show mug. It's the number one breakfast mug in Cork, I'll have you know. Any answers, anybody? Kelly?
No.
Nothing. Vic?
Dunno, guitar?
Incorrect, my friend. Rory O'Hagan?
Umbrella?
It's not an umbrella.
We're not doing very well, are we, lads?
Okay, so you three donkeys are out. On the charts. Okay, just think about that.
Okay.
On the charts.
Okay.
I remain number one.
Sabrina Carpenter.
It's not Sabrina Carpenter.
Worth a guess.
This position cannot be undone. If I burn, there's another clue. You may get just a little bit wet. So what burns?
Fire.
In a Zeppelin, I am no fun. So think of what happened might have happened in a particular Zeppelin.
Oxygen.
Incorrect. 0868104106. Crack the riddle this morning. Grab the mugs. Let's see if there's anybody out there who knows the answer. 0868104106. You've let us down again, lads.
Sorry.
Thanks,
not
Kelly.
Rory,
thanks, Rory. Thanks, mate. Good luck, everybody.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times.
This is Red FM. So, the question that I gave you there, loads of you got this right. It's really easy when you think about it, Vic.
Yeah.
On the charts, I remain number one, a position that can't be undone. If I burn, you may get just a little bit wet. In a Zeppelin, I'm no fun. What am I?
Yeah.
What's the first thing on the periodic table? It's hydrogen.
Yeah.
It is hydrogen. Chelsea, you were the first person in.
Well done, Chelsea.
Chelsea, two mugs await you. Call out to Red FM office hours. We'll have your breakfast show mugs waiting for you to collect. And I love your name, by the way. I don't like your football club, but I love your name. Yeah, so the Zeppelin reference was the, what was it called? The Hindenburg or Hindenburg disaster where the Zeppelin blew
That's
up.
That's right, yeah.
Not quite to the morning, man. Oh, the humanity.
That was
not
your
clue. Not the guitar player.
No, absolutely. Nothing to do with Led Zeppelin.
Red FM breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Will Verstappen take home the win? Stream the Singapore Grand Prix with a Now Sports membership.